We're here with 2019 Hall of Fame recipient, Joe Fowler. Joe, tell us a little bit about your family and where you grew up, all that kind of thing.
Well, I'm a native Fort Recovery, Indian at heart. Went away for school for a while in Dayton and moved back here in 1995. Yep. My wife and I have been married over 30 years. Her name is Barb. I have three kids. My son Derek and his wife Lauren live in Fairborn down by Dayton. My daughter Andrea and her husband Jesse live in the Dayton area, also in Kettering. My daughter Renee and her husband Tom live in Seattle, so they weren't able to make it tonight. I have three grandchildren. Alistair's 13, James is 5, and Sarah's 3, and they are very motivating to me. They're a lot of fun to be around.
So you said you got back to Fort Recovery in 1995. Tell us a little bit about your work history, what you've done, that type of thing.
Primarily, I've worked for Mercer Savings Bank. From 95, I took over Randy Diller's position as Fort Recovery office manager. And in 2006, I left for a while to go to JR Manufacturing to try another challenge. And that lasted about 6 years, and I kind of felt a yearning to go back. So ever since then, I've been in the same position, and it's pretty rewarding. I'm given a lot of freedom. I am able to stay late with customers. In some banks, I wouldn't be able to do that. And it's kind of nice to be able to help the community. Most of the people I wait on, anybody can take care of. Every now and then, I will find somebody that is kind of missing in the cracks, and I'm able to help them out, and it's very rewarding.
Okay, and you've been involved in a lot of various activities and different community clubs around. What are some of those community activities you've been involved in?
Probably the longest is the Athletic Boosters. I was treasurer for 20 years, which is not a fun job, and nobody ever wants it. That's why I was treasurer for so long. I was in the Lions Club. I became the Academic Booster president because I was invited to a meeting that they were reorganizing it, and I was the only person there that showed up that wasn't employed by the school. So that's been at least 15 years. Like I said, the Lions Club, community club, when it formed from the Lions Club, they needed somebody to take notes of minutes, so I became the secretary. Served for the church. I've done all kind of stuff, but it's just kept me busy. Some of the things I thought were fun, Ted Romer and I making putt-putt golf courses holes down at the pool that were, we made the frames and then they filled them in with concrete. And the Haunted Havens, Ted and I did several spots in the Haunted Haven over the years. And I mean, you just get involved parking cars. The WOW committee pulling winning numbers was fun, as long as nobody was upset I didn't pull theirs. But yeah, it's been a lot, and it's gone fast.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We appreciate your service to the community. That's Joe Fowler, the 2019 Hall of Fame recipient from the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce.